This is Reverend Irvin wishing you a happy new year, even though the new year is a few days old now. We hope that the Lord has blessed your days in 1980 so far, and though it may take a stretch of faith, we anticipate that he will be with us all the rest of them as well. We observed the sacrament on the 6th of January. You'll be able to hear some of the music and the prayer, and we hope that you receive a good blessing and a good word from the Lord through these portions that we're able to share with you. We think of you daily, pray that your health is good and that your spirit is in touch with God's spirit. You can do that, of course, through your prayer life, your reading of the scriptures, listening to devotional programs on the radio, and many fashions. Saying thank you to a neighbor, writing a letter of encouragement to someone. The Lord has mysterious ways in which he blesses us and enriches us, and we pray that he'll find ways of enriching you in a way that perhaps you never have been before. We hope you have a good year. We pray that God stays close to you this week. Now, if there are some boys and girls here, I'd like to have them come this morning for just a minute or two as we share a thought or two. Are there some here? Well, we have Brenda. Good. And another one. We think you're so important that we're going to go ahead and have our time, because I've discovered that for the most part the adults enjoy this as much as the children do. It may be that we're speaking on their level when I'm speaking to you. We want to try a little experiment this morning, and today is a day that is the first Sunday of the year, and we're having communion, and it talks about new beginnings, but communion in another way is very important to the Christian, because it, along with other Christian practices like prayer and scripture reading and so forth, keep us alive as Christians. And if you'll hold my microphone just a minute, why?
We'll see about this candle. Gee, let me put that on.
Light a candle. Now, there's several ways you can put that out, isn't there? One is that you could take it out in the cold and freeze it out. Is that right?
No.
One is you could take it in a dark room and let the darkness put it out. Now, you can't do that either. But you can, if you're brave, you can snuff it out like that. You can also, if you have your teeth are straightened and everything, you can blow it out. But I can't. But if you watch here, there's another way of putting it out. Put the lid on. Well, that's not really the lid, but, you know. And something happens, the glass gets hot. But also the candle goes out.
I did that at school.
You did that at school. Well, okay. Well, do you know the reason why it goes out then? You don't know the reason? Well, the reason is because the oxygen or the air is used up, and there's nothing for it to burn. And that's kind of the way it is with Christian life. If we don't pray regularly, our Christian life just gets kind of snuffed out. If we don't observe the sacraments regularly, like communion, our Christian life is in danger of being snuffed out, just like that candle. If we don't read the scriptures, our Christian life is in danger of being snuffed out. So I want to leave this thought with you at the beginning of this year, and perhaps one of your resolutions, even though it's a little late, is that you will pray each day and maybe take a look at your Bible each day. Thank you for coming this morning. Lord God, we've come together as your children to remember our Lord Jesus Christ and to seek that renewal which he alone can give. These are special moments as we celebrate the sacrament, special because of the rare graces which you can impart through these common symbols. They're special also because we reenact the life and death and resurrection of our Lord, thereby hoping to share in his life and spirit. There are great possibilities here. Give us the faith to believe that some of them will happen in our community of believers and in our personal lives. Father God, we do not pretend to understand the full mystery of the faith or even of the sacrament. We can only open ourselves to it. We can take great joy into our beings as we celebrate. We can receive your forgiveness, and we can have new life as we thus remember our Lord. Give us a sense of wonder and of awe that will pull us together, pull us beyond ourselves, drawing out the best that is in each of us. Give us a vision of your holiness and greatness that we might clearly see our frailties and our shortcomings. Then set our wills on bridging the gap between what you desire of us and what we actually are. Help us to do some important growing this morning. Don't let us be misled by the simplicity of the sacrament. Dear God, even though the new year is only 6 days old, many of us have succeeded in marring it with old sins and ancient transgressions. But the infant year has also brought us some joy and some meaningful experiences. So we both confess and give thanks, confess to our inadequate understanding of your ways and our dedication to them, and we're thankful for your blessings. We offer our prayers of intercession for old bereavements still with us, for our old lonelinesses, and for our indecisions. There is short temper with others. There is long patience with evil. There are international tensions, and there are races squared off against each other. There are those who are ill, and there are those who seemingly, from time to time, make others ill. Whatever the needs of men, whatever the needs your world are, we pray that hope will burn brightly in our hearts as we seek to apply ourselves to the ministry of reconciliation which you have entrusted to us who are followers of the Christ. Now, Lord, will you give each of us something special to do this year? Perhaps we'll be conquering a bad habit. Perhaps it will be the acceptance of some special ministry. Whatever you give us, may we accept and seek to fulfill it with your help. And now, our Father, as we wait in this silent moment, will you listen to the yearnings and the meditations of our hearts? Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste
and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.